We will continue to invest in quality. So the most important project this year is the Terminal 3 southern expansion, 70,000 square meters. I think we've mentioned it a couple of times already here. Additional security space, additional lounge space, waiting space, very significant increase in the F&B and retail sector, and 18 additional bus gates. We will launch this project officially on the 14th of February. So additional information will be communicated in just a couple of weeks. A milestone in 2023 was as well that Vienna Airport has a CO2 neutral operation from 2023, and it's still our target to be net zero by 2033. I mean, the outlook, as usual, is difficult. This time, I would say the most insecurity is about the global situation. I mean, the geopolitical situation is already quite tense with the still looming war in Ukraine, with the war in Gaza. Obviously, we don't know if there are some more geopolitical threats around the corner. And obviously, if there is some more geopolitical tension, this would have an impact on oil prices, on the general economic development. But with the remaining set of geopolitical tension, we assume that we will see a slight growth for 2024 and the passenger outlook of roughly 30 million passengers in 2024, 39 million passengers in the group. If the situation should remain as it is, I would not be surprised to see something close to 31 million passengers. But if there are more tensions around, it could be less than 30 million passengers. So at this point in time, that's difficult to judge. But if you ask me personally, from today's point of view, I would expect 30 million roughly. Even the financial guidance for 2024 is, I think, pretty positive. We expect record revenues of around 970 million euros and the net profit of at least 210 million euros. But Günther Ofner will give you some more information about that later on. Looking just very briefly into the traffic details, 29.5 million passengers. Above average growth in the local passenger segment, plus 28%, plus 14% in the transfer passenger segment. Positive development, plus 17% in the flight movements, so quite significantly below the passenger development. As you can see here, seat load factor reached record levels, 80.5% compared to 77% in 2019 and 22. And there are more seats per flight with 170 compared to 157 in 2019. So overall, the flights are, the planes are bigger, the planes are fuller. And this despite a very significant growth in or increase in the ticket prices. Cargo was slightly down vis-a-vis 2022, minus 2.2%, 245,000 tons of cargo. But in the last quarter, we've seen already a positive development, and I'm quite optimistic that this trend will continue in the first months of 2024. Looking at the group, I think the picture is even better. Malta had a record year with 7.8 million passengers compared to 7.3 million in 2019, plus 33% over 2022, plus 6.7% over 2019. And Košice, 620,000 passengers, plus 15% over 2022 and plus 12% over 2019. So overall, 38 million passengers in the group. I think probably the most important development for us in Vienna is the development of Austrian Airlines in 2023. They already reached a level above 2019, so they had 1.4% more passengers than 2019. Strong growth vis-a-vis 2022, plus 24.4%, market share of 47%. And what is very important for the medium-term development is the decision of Lufthansa to invest into 787. So Austrian will get a fleet of at least 10 787 in the coming years. They should start to fleet in the 787 in this year. And then in the coming years, the whole fleet will be changed. I think this is a very major development. And as I said, overall, the good operational performance of Austrian Airlines, I think, gives them a competitive advantage for future growth within the group as well. Low-cost carriers grew very significantly as well. Ryanair plus 20% vis-a-vis 22, Wizz Air plus 27% vis-a-vis 22. Overall, 29.9% market share of low-cost carriers. And I think we've discussed this before in the past. I think a market like Vienna, with a very strong touristic outgoing market, but at the same time, a very strong incoming tourist place, I think a market share for low cost between 25 and a bit more than 30% is perfect. So I'm very happy with having a home carrier with roughly 50%, including Lufthansa Group in Vienna, low cost carrier 30%. I think that's a good setup for the future. If you look very briefly into the markets, I think what is outstanding since the pandemic is the growth to the Middle East. I mean, this year we saw really very significant growth to Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, I mean, the Emirates. Overall, very strong growth and significantly above the pre-pandemic levels. The Far East recovered as well, plus 137%. But I think there's more to come in 24 and 25. So overall, I think a good picture. North America plus 20%, market share of 2.9%. And yeah, still Europe is our most important market with a market share of 85% and growth of 22% vis-a-vis 2022. Overall, we had 65 airlines in Vienna last year. So I think, we can be quite happy with the development. What's probably interesting to note, 80%, three airlines are responsible for 80% of the market, and then another roughly 70 divide them amongst themselves, 20% market share. If we look into the performance of the different markets, I think what you see within Europe is we saw extremely strong growth towards Southern Europe. I think this is no surprise. The Southern European airports did extremely well in 22 and 23. Very significant, not decrease, but a poor recovery vis-a-vis 2019 in Germany, in Switzerland, and to a certain extent in the Netherlands, in France, in the UK as well. I think this reflects at one point the missing recovery in the business flight sector. And at the same time, the picture obviously underlines the strong growth in the leisure markets. I think capacity is down in the German market as well. But at the same time, and this is not only the Vienna German market, but this is also the intra-German market, and the German airports overall are really lagging behind in terms of recovery. And now with the decision of Germany to increase their air transport levy in 2024. I think this should even improve the competitive environment for Vienna. In Austria, we have an air transport levy of 12 euro, regardless if it's short haul, medium haul, or long haul. It's just for the ultra short haul a higher levy of 30 euros. In Germany, it's between 15.50 for short haul and 70 euros for long haul. So we do hope if the regulation does not change in Austria, that this should give on the medium term Austrian Airlines probably a bit more competitive advantage within the Lufthansa group. I mean, we have really an ongoing good punctuality rate. You can see here that amongst all European airports above 20 million passengers, we're number 5. Absolutely leading is there Dublin with a stunning 89% punctuality, and with hub airports, we are number 3. So I think this is really an excellent development. And this product, I think that we have an excellent cooperation with Austria and with Austrian Control here in Vienna. And at the same time that we control, that we have ground handling services under our control, security services. So I think overall, this really adds to our competitive edge. Just one or two sentences, I think, because it falls in line with what I just said. I mean, we had quite a strong winter operation in Vienna already in December, now in January as well, but hardly any problems in terms of operational punctuality. We have all the winter services under our control as well. We do the de-icing of the aircraft. We remove snow from the apron and the runway. Everything is organized in-house. So I think overall, the positive results in our operational efficiency and the reliance is to a certain extent attributed to this organization and to the dedication of our employees. Yeah, maybe just a few words regarding Malta Airport. As I said, they had an excellent year, 2023. They expect some modest growth in 2024 as well. They expect maybe more than 8 million passengers, which is really outstanding for a small Mediterranean island. We will invest very heavily in the infrastructure in Malta in the coming years. Over this next 6 years, we expect to invest roughly 250 million in Malta. This part of it is the construction of Apron X with additional aircraft stands. We increase the airport city in Malta. We renovate the apron and the runways. We will install more PV facilities, and we will extend the terminal very significantly. So overall, I think this is a very significant investment program to cater for more growth in the future. And I think in terms of the aviation sector in Malta, very important decisions have been taken in 2023 as well. It's now clear what's going to happen with Air Malta, the home carrier of Malta, 100% owned by the Maltese state. So Air Malta will cease to operate and exist until 30th of March, and starting from the 31st of March, a newfound airline, KM Malta Airlines, will replace them. They will have the same capacity. So overall, I think this is it was a very important decision, because now there's clarity about the future. And I think Malta as a country is dedicated to grow their tourism in the future as well. Košice had an excellent year as well. Obviously, the importance in our profit and loss account is not by far not the size of Malta. But overall, it's an important development. And it's not only that there's a positive outlook in terms of traffic for 2024. What's very important is that there will be a very huge investment from Volvo. They will develop until 2026 an e-vehicle plant very close to Košice and the airport. So overall, I think even economically, the outlook for the region is positive, and we expect further growth from Košice Airport. As I said, we expect roughly 30 million passengers in Vienna. We expect roughly 39 million passengers in the group. Don't be surprised if you see a stronger growth in Q1. This does not mean that this outlook is too conservative. We expect stronger growth in the first quarter. And then I think the biggest question mark is obviously summer, if it's possible to sustain the very high occupancy levels and if the demand will be the same. So let's see how the year develops. Might be interesting for you, we increased our airport charges by 9.7% with the 1st of January 2024. So as you probably know, we can increase by inflation until 2026. So starting from 26, we will be in our old formula again. But this year we saw a very significant increase in our regulated fees. So I think this is a positive development here as well. That's it from my end. Thanks a lot for your attention, and I would like to hand over to Günther now.
Yeah, good afternoon. And based on our traffic outlook, we can present our guidance for the financial results in 2024. And so far, we are rather optimistic concerning both sales that should go up to around 970 million